Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in You Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Heavenly Father, we thank You, we praise You, we love You, we bless Your name, Lord. We say thank You, Jesus, for all that You're doing, God. And Lord, we thank You for this, Your word. Your word is spirit. Your word is life. Your word is truth. You are Your word. We thank You, Jesus, for being who You are, the Word of God made manifest here in the earth. And You sent the Holy Spirit that we might dwell in You by Your spirit and have Your word living in us in this earthen vessel. We thank You and we praise You, Lord, as You go into this Your word, Lord. Bless the hearers. Bless those who are striving to seek Your face and to get to know You in a more personable way, God, and to grow in grace and to be edified and brought into maturity, God, and that they may be equipped to do the work that You've called them to do. In this hour, in this evil end time, in this crooked and perverse world that we live in now, as You have said and spoken in Your word, we thank You that You've built us up. We thank You that You've brought us into a place. We thank You for the armor, God. You've told us how to live soberly and righteous in this present world. We thank You for Your word, God. Help us, God, to walk according to Your word by faith, and knowing that all things work together for our good because You have ordered our steps. We thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'd like to speak to you today as the Lord has directed me, excuse me, pertaining to strong delusions. You know, there's a strong delusion in the body of Christ today. A strong delusion. You know, we spoke not too long ago about strong delusions, and the Lord was reminding us that there is a deceitful spirit here in the earth, a spirit of deceitfulness, a spirit of lies, a spirit of Antichrist. And a strong delusion comes from the word that is not the true word of Christ. It's manifested that brings forth an evil tree. It brings forth evil in the person's heart. You see, we must have the word of God. We must have the unadulterated whole word of God in our hearts. Matthew 6, 10 and 11, the word of God tells us that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Excuse me. Matthew 6 and 10? excuse me. I made a mistake. Matthew 6 and 10, the word of God says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." You see, we need the word of God this day, every day, for that the kingdom of God will come into our earthen vessels, that the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. Whatever God has spoken about your life in heaven, thy will be done in earth, that the kingdom of God come into your earthen vessel. Only through Matthew 6 and 11, the next verse says, "Give us this day our daily bread." So it didn't say, the word of God doesn't tell us, give us our annual bread, give us our bread on a monthly basis, give us our bread on a weekly basis, give us our bread on a Sunday. It says, give us this day our daily bread. We need the word of God. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life which cometh down from heaven. the true bread of life, bread we must eat. We must eat the word of God. We must taste and see that the Lord is good for our lives. Every day of our lives, give us this day our daily bread. Are you hungering and thirsting for daily bread? Then you must study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. You must eat the word of God. You must taste and see that the Lord is good. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Pray the word of God. Sing the word of God. Worship with the word of God. Everything we need is in the word of God. And it's the word of God that's going to sustain us in this last day, beloved, because there is a strong delusion, an antichrist spirit to take God's people away from the true word of God, changing the laws, changing the mindset, having the man's conscience seared with a false doctrine, false religion, and not knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, not knowing to take you away from your purpose and your destiny, that you will not grow. What am I supposed to be doing here? God, why did you place me here in the earth? What is my purpose and what is my destiny? You see, the enemy does not want you to fulfill your destiny. He does not want you to know your purpose here in the earth. You do have a purpose. You do have a destiny in Christ Jesus. And that is on a daily basis. And we will not fulfill that purpose each day of our lives without the word of God. Are you striving to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Then invite him into your heart. Bring him into your daily walk and everything that you say and do. And we and you and I can only do that through the word of God. It's a strong delusion that is striving to take man away from the word of God. Oh, yes. Trying to take man away from the true word of God. Man does not live by bread alone. Matthew 4. I'm going to start up in the verse 1 of Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You see, God leads us into the wilderness by the Spirit. Read that for yourself. There's a capital S there. He was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Yes, Satan will tempt you in your time of wilderness. And the Bible says here in Matthew 4 and 2, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after it a hungered. You see, he was weak. Jesus was tempted by Satan. Christ in you, the hope of glory, we shall be tempted by Satan, and we will be led by the Spirit, because the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. Yes, God will order this. And so Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was afterward a hungered. He was in his moment of weakness. He was in his moment of just being a man. And when the tempter came to him, verse 3, came to him and said, you see, he spoke a word. He said, just a strong delusion, if thou be the Son of God, pause, comma, think about that. Command these stones to be made bread. Jesus in Matthew 4, verse 4, being hungered, being tired, being weak, in his moment of temptation, you know, when the enemy comes, it's a warfare. He's in a warfare. Think about when you're in a warfare. And what it feels like and what you go through, and you actually feel the spiritual warfare coming upon you. Matthew 4 and 4, but he, Jesus, answered and said, see, Satan said, God said, Jesus said, it is written, God said, man shall not live by bread alone. See, the enemy knew that he was hungered and said, hey, you know, you so hungry, you know, you really hungry. Take these stones and make bread out of it. And Jesus told him, man shall not live by bread alone. If I was to listen to you, I shall not live. Man shall not live by bread alone. I desire to live. Do you desire to live? You will live. You shall live by the word of God, the bread of life, the bread that comes down from heaven, the true manna, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And as you live and as I live by the word of God, through the word of God, thy kingdom come, thy daily bread each and every day, we shall live. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. One word, two words, a couple of words, no, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word that God has spoken before you came into this world as a human being, everything that God has said about you, everything that he's ordered for your steps, everything that he's ordered for your purpose and your destiny, every word, man shall live, you shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, Satan decided to the Bible says here, Matthew 4 and 5, then the devil taketh him up, talking about Jesus, up into a holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. Okay. And he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. You see, the enemy, the devil knows the word too. And he gives Satan, gives Jesus the word of God. He gives him, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. You see, there's a lot of religious people in the body of Christ. There's a lot of religious people sitting in the temple, that they sit in the temple that they are Christ. They sit in the temple that they are the true and living Christ. But they're there as a strong delusion to stray you away from the true and living God. And you must have discernment. You must know that which is right and that which is wrong. You must know that which is good and that which is evil. Yes, because there are many that sitteth in the temple that exalt themselves that they are Christ, false Jesus. Religious folks striving to stray you away from the true and living God, to cause you to go into confusion. But the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. And he hasn't given us a spirit of confusion, but he's given us a sound mind that we might know him. That's why you and I, we must eat the bread of life daily. We must eat the bread of life daily so that when our temptation comes and when our time of weakness and when the enemy comes to tempt us, we will have the word of God in our hearts, that we will not sin against God, that we will serve the true and living God, and we will give Satan, we will give that spiritual warfare, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We will tell Satan, we will tell the tempter, it is written, it is written. Well, Matthew 4:7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written again. And Matthew 4:8, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain. You see, God brings us up into a higher place. The higher we go, the stronger the warfare. The higher we go in Christ, the higher the mountain, the higher the authority, the stronger the warfare. And he showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. You see, that's what Satan desires. He desires for you to worship him, and he will show you all the kingdoms of the world. And he saith unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou will fall down and worship me. And that's what he desires of you, beloved. He wants you to worship him and not the true and living God. But we worship Jesus, and all they that know the true and living Christ, we worship him in him in what? In spirit and in truth. Matthew 4:10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. See, he didn't whine and complain. He didn't wring his hands and say, oh, what shall I do? Oh, I'm tired of this warfare. And I've been guilty of that. Yes, the warfare gets so heavy, we start murmuring and complaining, but God doesn't want us to murmur and complain. He wants us to come up into a place that we will say, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And him only shalt thou serve. I will serve the true and living God. I will serve the true and living God, Jesus. God desires for us to say, it is written, give your circumstances the word of God, the true and living God, the word of God. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Don't be caught up in a strong delusion. Don't be caught up in a false Christ, a false word. But you give that warfare the true and living God, the true and living God. You give that warfare the word of God by the Spirit of God. The word of God tells us, Matthew 4:11, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. You see, we need ministering. We will have our moments so weak. We will be very, very weak in our time of trouble. We will be very weak after we are in spiritual warfare, that we need angels to minister unto us. We need people of God to come and minister to us, because we are very weak from the warfare. Because virtue comes from us, power comes from us when we are engaged in spiritual warfare. Yes, and we go through, and people won't even understand why we're going through, because they will say, you know, if you're really going through all these battles, you cannot be of God. Another strong delusion, another lie straight from the pit of hell. The Bible clearly tells us all who live godly shall suffer what? Persecution. All who live godly. Are you striving to live godly? Are you striving to walk in holiness? Are you striving to walk in the kingdom of God and walking in the daily bread on a daily basis? Yes, all who live godly shall suffer persecution. Are you going through much persecution today, beloved? Look up and know that it's the true and living God. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that strong delusion that is trying to overcome you, that strong delusion shall leave you, because you are fighting a warfare that you have the victory over. For Satan will leave you. He shall leave you as you say unto him, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him alone. Give that warfare the word of God. But you can't give what you don't possess. You cannot give what you don't possess. That's why you must eat the word of God. You must eat the word of God. Yes, God desires for us to eat the word of God. Yes. Now let's go back to Genesis. Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis 2 and 9. And the let's go to Genesis 2:8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put a man whom he had formed a man. He put a Jesus man in the garden. He put Adam in the garden. And in the garden was male and female. Adam, they both worked together. They were in the garden together, male and female. Don't ever let anyone deceive you saying that it was not a woman in the garden. For man, Adam, was male and female. Yes. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself in Genesis 5 and 2. Genesis 5 and 2. Male and female created he them, talking about God, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day they were created. I'm going to read that to you again. Male and female created he them, and he blessed them and called their name Adam in the day they were created. He did not call the man Adam and the woman Eve. Eve was not called Eve until after she was out of the garden. The woman was not called Eve. And Adam, the man, the male, called her Eve. So God, the Lord God planted a garden in eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to sight, and it was good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Keep that in mind. And the Lord God took man, going down into the 15th verse, took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. You see, God wanted man to eat, and he gave the commandment to the man. Okay? He wanted man to eat of the tree of knowledge that was of the tree of life. Tree of life is Jesus. He didn't want him to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Man did not know anything about evil. And so he commanded him what to do. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man shall be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And so God gave the man a helpmate, and he brought the helpmate to the man. After he formed the woman, he caused a deep sleep upon Adam, male and female, and he took one of the ribs out. We know the story. And down in verse 22, in the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made a woman. He made a woman. You see, woman came from the man. The woman is for the man. All right. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Now there's a marriage. We are married to Christ. The church, the body of Christ, is married to Jesus. We are the bride of Christ. We are married to Jesus. Adam, the man, was married to the woman, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Now, they were in the garden, and God told them, it is not good that man should be alone. He gave him a commandment not to eat of the tree of good and evil. But the tempter came, as you very well know. And now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said? You see, it is written, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree, of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. You see, she began a conversation. She should have just spoken what God told her through the husband. It is written, get behind me, Satan. Because the serpent beguiled her. The serpent, a strong delusion, said, God has said, you shall not eat, neither shall you touch it. You shall not surely die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Well, that was a strong delusion. You see, when the woman saw the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes and desired to make one wise, she took up the fruit of thereof and did eat and gave it to her husband. And their eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked. You see, then that's when they knew good and evil, because they were held captive by a strong delusion. A strong delusion, beloved. We must eat from the tree of life. The tree of life is Jesus. He is the bread of life. Are you captivated by a strong delusion? I pray that God will open your eyes and your ears, and that you will have a spirit and a made up mind to eat the word of God, to eat daily from the tree of life, to live the word of God, and know that it's a daily bread that we must strive to walk in each and every day for the kingdom of God to live in us, and for us to fulfill our purpose and our destiny, we must have the bread of life. We must have the word of God. Beloved, God bless you as you walk in the word of God, knowing that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, and that you will not be caught up in a strong delusion. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
You've been listening to It's Time Christ in You Ministries. You may also hear this ministry at www.itstimechristinyouministries.com. We thank you and bless you for your prayers and love offerings for the support of this broadcast. And when God is speaking to your heart to sow financial seeds into this good ground, send your love offerings to Randy Brolo at It's Time Christ in You Ministries at 104 Noble Creek Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30327. Until next time, may you continue to walk and talk in the Word of God for your everyday life living experiences, knowing it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
No other name.